Also, oh, sorry.
Go sorry. On. No, you do it. No, no,
you go. You go. Oh, oh. And do we... Oh.
Gank.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey, we're an Acquired Taste podcast. The podcast for people who can't complain, but do it anyway. I'm Kathleen, and I'm here with my sisters, Bethany.
Hello.
And Samantha.
Oh, hi.
And, you know, New York City is so hot today. I got out of my car when we were parking by Bethany's house, and I went, urine.
It was like spicy urine,
though. Oh.
It was very fascinating.
Yeah, I haven't left my house all day. Normally on Mondays, I rest and don't go to the gym, but I worked out on Saturday, so today is my gym day, and I was like, no, nope, and I have not left. It's too hot.
And I forgot to put on deodorant today, and my armpits smell a little bit like that spicy urine on the street.
What's funny is you didn't even do, like, the fake check. We were walking towards Bethany's apartment, and Kathleen does the full arm up and buries her face in her armpit.
I do it in front of my interns. I don't even care.
You go, girl.
Today on the agenda, we're answering listener questions. We got some really great emails this week.
Yes, I'm excited about one of them in particular because it's a problem that I have and I didn't realize that other people had it. It's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm psyched about it.
This sounds relatable for you. I'm excited for another one because none of us are qualified.
Mm-mm. Oh, good. That's the best kind.
But we're gonna anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathleen, you were raving about some sort of lady ball when you were coming in, though?
So, there's this new product that I keep seeing in magazines, on Instagram, everywhere. It's this little ball that you, like, put in your purse and you open it up and it's a tiny little deodorant. I think it's even smaller than a travel-size deodorant that you get in, like, the drugstore. But I refuse to buy it, even though it would service me so well because I forget deodorant all the time.
Why wouldn't you buy it then?
Because of the pink tax. It's like,
oh,
it men would never have this product marketed towards them.
Oh, it's true.
Like, can you imagine a guy being like, oh, let me put my backup deodorant in my pocket? Like, it would just never happen.
Well, you could just remember to put your deodorant on in the morning.
So I refuse to buy this product.
It is interesting. I wonder if they had them for guys, what the price difference would be. Because they usually are higher priced for women's products for the same thing.
Like pink razors.
Yeah, pink razors are usually more expensive.
And for the record, they don't work as well as the ones marketed towards guys.
No, I buy dude razors.
Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to.
More efficient.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it better.
Oh, goodness. Oh, wait. Can I really quickly? I have a huge thank you I need to throw out to know one person in particular.
Yes, Sam.
So many people reached out to pet my head and soothe me about last week's problem, about how I am having a crisis of the relationship and personal life because I apparently can't move forward until I'm 34
with
anything in my life.
Yeah.
And so many people reached out and I read them and I just am so appreciative of everyone who's been there or is there right now and who have done it. And I know I'm not comparing myself to anyone else's timeline. I know I can't, but it was nice to see other people's firsthand account just to know what possibilities are.
Okay, good. And do you see some other potential options instead of like having to wait to this specific timeline of like
getting married,
William getting his degree, blah, blah.
I like how everyone's basically started with, I also had a frigid timeline and now blank.
Oh, and now we have three children.
Right? It was all over the map where they are now. And I really love that. So thank you guys.
That's good.
I'm sweating.
I have something to tell you.
What?
You're pregnant.
Why would you
JK,
know that?
JK, 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 JK.
Actually, if you guys want to, I'll hand you guys the sticks if you want when that time comes.
Oh my God, yes, please.
So you could know before me.
That's so exciting.
Can we live stream it on Facebook?
Live stream. Pun. Can we?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Can we live stream it on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Sam's pregnancy test?
Yeah, sure. As long as I could cover my...
Oh, of course. Of course. Right. Of course. You'll be on the other side of the door. You'll like hand it through.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm committing. Let's do that.
That way, Kathleen, myself, and all of our Facebook followers will know before you know.
Yes. You'll just turn it around and refuse to answer me.
Yeah.
This is fun. I like this.
I can't wait till you get pregnant.
Thank you. Well, let's give it a hot second. Should we get into our goodies?
Yeah.
Or should we thank someone first?
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. And you know how much we advocate for mental health on this show. Mm-hmm. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past.
I love Talkspace because it's so hard to fit in appointments into your everyday life. And Lord knows I've paid enough doctor fees where I couldn't make the appointment at the last second and I'm paying out my butt. I would love to have an app, just open it up and go to my therapy session because it makes me feel like a human again.
So this is super important because therapy is not just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. That's what this podcast is for. It's about practical everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. So really it is for everyone. So having a therapist, it just really provides you with like that designated person you get to talk to who's trained to sit there and listen.
Yeah, and they help you make those changes in your life too. It's not just about, like you said, complaining. It's about like learning practical, useful
right.
things.
Absolutely.
The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. So to match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/taste and use the code TASTE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. So that's Talkspace.com/taste and then use the code TASTE for Talkspace.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Talkspace. So our first piece of advice that we're not technically qualified to give help with, but we're gonna anyway, comes from our friend Heather. And she's
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
She goes, ladies, I am truly hoping you can help me. I have a 16-year-old daughter, which is trouble enough, but there are a few things that have happened and I have no idea how to approach. She had an online boyfriend from Michigan and we live in Virginia Beach.
Uh-oh.
His family saved up and took a vacation here so the two could meet in person.
Whoa.
Which
Whoa.
Is super cute, right?
But that's very serious for 16.
It is. I feel like the parents were involved because this is something that the parents saved up. I don't know.
Why are the parents that that like all for a 16-year-old relationship?
I have no idea.
Okay, continue.
That also gave me a question mark, but...
Okay.
But
okay.
So, my daughter, who talks to me about everything, parentheses, or so I thought, tells me how excited she is and how much she, quote, loves him, unquote. Moving forward.
Sorry.
You have something in your throat?
I have all of, yep.
Is it emotions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The visit went great, but when his family arrived, she said, we should just be friends. It's her life, so there isn't much I can say, even though I adored him. However, she has multiple online boyfriends and hangs out in RL with several boys that like her. What's RL?
Real life.
Real life?
Mm-hmm.
I learned something today. Thankfully, she doesn't have a car or a driver's license yet. Yet, Heather. And I restrict where she goes, with whom, for how long. But I'm still almost the opposite of a strict parent. Her father was always the disciplinarian, and we've been divorced since 2009. I have 4 children and really have not had any problems. However, this is different. It's dangerous, and breaking a person's heart should at least affect her in some way. We talk all the time, but recently I found out half of what she says isn't true. Mm. And now I'm in a position of not trusting her with a couple of different things and how dangerous her actions could be. I'm going to get her professional help. I mean, I really need guidance how to, quote, parent, unquote, in this situation. I'd appreciate any input you guys have. And I love you. Thank you. Signed, Desperate.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So, again, none of us are qualified to give any parenting advice, especially since none of us are parents. But,
I have a child, so.
But we would love to give our opinions. And I'll just jump in there and say... I have an issue with her saying she's 16 and it's her life, but
yeah.
It's not her life. Yep. It's your life to take care of her life. And she's still under your house and she's still a minor. So it's not her life. You are definitely in charge of being a parent. And I worry with the amount that she says, like, we talk all the time. I'm getting a bit of a, we're more friends.
Yes.
We're more girlfriends vibe.
Oh, I love
vibe.
That you said that.
And I think it's a little bit naive to think that your 16-year-old is going to tell you everything and be truthful about it. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think even, like, you guys know my relationship with my parents. I tell them both everything.
Yeah.
And I still didn't tell them everything at 16 because that sort of a relationship didn't exist back then. You know, like it took us going through a lot together and my mom and dad never being judgmental about things for me to trust them enough to tell them everything.
Yeah.
But when I was 16, I was still like immature and thinking like, parents are the worst. So I think that I love how much Heather is giving credit to her daughter and believing her daughter is old enough and mature enough and smart enough. But I think that she's giving her too much credit because she's still a kid and her brain is not fully developed.
Yeah, scientific. That's just science yeah. right off the bat. And what I do think is awesome is how open, like I had a close relationship with my mom at 16 and I still wouldn't tell her about these crushes
no.
because I think that's a little more, maybe it's a regional thing. I mean, but where I was growing up, it's just not, it's something you talk about with your friends. You don't really talk with your parents about your crushes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. It means that the, you know, you want your child to go to other people as well. You don't want them to be super reliant on you for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just, I think she could use this to her advantage. Like just open it with, all right, you know, we're very close. We always tell each other everything. Like use this really, what seems unusual to me, closeness to lead into a conversation of the meat of what you're worried about getting into.
I mean, I think it's very strange that the guy, whomever he may be, his parents were like, okay, yeah, cool. You have an online girlfriend and you're 16. Let's plan our whole family vacation yeah. around you meeting this girl. Granted, Virginia Beach is beautiful. Like the sand is amazing. The water is amazing. It's really warm and it's a popular vacation destination.
Yeah. Okay. Still.
I know. I also can't wrap my head around that, which means you think it has to do with the air. Like this is so weird to me. Bethany, you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you're also from the tri-state area like mm-hmm. Kathleen and myself. And it's still...
It's really strange.
I don't get it.
Well, think about it this way too. Like growing up, we were not allowed to date until we were 16. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't even an option. And so if I had an online boyfriend, my parents would have wanted all of his information. They yep. would have wanted to talk to his parents first. And granted, maybe Heather did that with his parents, but like they would never have said like, oh, well, we'll just go meet him with the whole family. That's something that you do when you're like in a serious...
It's just not necessary.
Yeah. I just am wondering, it seems like both parties are sort of bending over backwards to cater to these two 16-year-olds, and then...
And they're freaking 16. Like,
yeah.
It's an interesting avenue for encouragement.
Yeah.
At 16.
And I am also happy that Heather's concerned that her daughter is, like, not worried about whose heart she's hurting. Like, why did she let this whole family take a trip to visit her when she just wanted to be friends? Like, that is concerning that it didn't occur to her to give that information ahead of time.
Or, absolutely.
Like, maybe she met the guy and she was like, ew, I don't like you. I'm sorry. Ugh. Of which I understand, which is why planning a family vacation, or which is why, period, having an online boyfriend when you're 16, period, is not a good idea.
No, but we didn't grow up in day and age of online boyfriends. That's more common now. Having said that.
Sure we did. ASL, age, sex, location.
Stop.
On your AIM profile.
Please stop. I'm having traumatic flashbacks.
Going to AOL chats.
I got so excited every time I heard the sound of Bradley going online. But just to loop back to something you opened with, Bethany, that I loved, you said something along the lines of, it sounds like you're being really friendly. And I'll never forget whenever I would like piss and moan about my mom doing something growing up and I'd be like, yo, why won't you let me blah, blah, or that's not cool. She would always come back with, you have a bunch of friends. You have one mother.
Yes.
And that's where I'm going to put my energy.
Yeah.
So you don't need more friends. Heather sounds like a really great mom friend, and I'm not putting that with judgment because I'm not a parent. I have no idea what it takes or what kind of relationship I'm gonna have with my kid, but that was an awful lot of energy to be blindsided with, like
yeah.
to put it into, yeah, you guys could come over, this is great, I love him so much at 16, and then be shocked that your daughter said that. I feel like there are other things that maybe needed attention.
Yeah.
Before that meeting.
Like yeah. how much time her daughter is spending online talking to strangers.
Yeah, I think Heather, you gotta mom it up. I
mom
think
it
that
up.
Don't be afraid to be a mom, because guess what? You teach people how to treat you. And right now your daughter is treating you like a friend. And I think that you need to teach your daughter that she's gotta treat you like a mom, which means you're gonna mom it up. You're gonna figure out who she's talking to. There's gonna be repercussions to behavior. If you break someone's heart like that after they've traveled a whole way, like there are ways to do it and ways not to do it.
Yeah.
And kudos to her daughter for saying what she's feeling and not leading anybody on. But also, like, that stuff should have happened a long time ago. I just think Heather sounds like she's afraid to lose her daughter as a friend. And I don't think that's the concern right now.
Mom first, friend second.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be mostly the communication, because you can't punish this and have it work.
Yeah.
Because if you ground her, guess what? She's going to sneak out the bedroom window with a sheet and get the hell out of there and meet all the guys she wants. It's not about punishment. It's about what kind of conversations should you be having that it sounds like maybe you're not.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to get her professional help too, because if she doesn't feel any repercussions, like, there's also some more serious personality disorders, and that is probably not the case here, but it is. It just sort of pinged that in me where, like, if there's no feeling of empathy, that's something to kind of be aware of.
And also another way that I'm looking at it is that sounds like Heather's daughter is spending a lot of time online and she's very young, and maybe there's confidence issues there
to know you have multiple boyfriends.
Like, you know, she needs these people. She needs these, like, guys that she doesn't even know to lift her up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, you know, get out and live life.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a friend that, and then right now in her adult age, that's like the validation thing?
Yeah. And I said, I don't think you're dating these guys for the right reasons. I think you're dating them for validation, not because you like them or you actually, like, want to date people. And she was mad at me when I told her, and we worked through it. And later on, she's like, you know what? I think you were right.
Yeah. My little sister, and I hope she doesn't get really pissed that I talked about this, but when she was like a sophomore in high school or something, is that a similar age?
Yeah, 16, right? Sophomore in high school. Yep.
Her ex-boyfriend started dating one of her friends, which was really messed up, but then my little sister went on a date with him secretly afterwards. And she called us crying, like, she called my mom and I was with her, and my mom had to pick her up from high school because no one wants it. Her friends didn't want to sit with her at lunch, which is traumatizing at that age.
Sure.
And she didn't seem to she's like, but he was my boyfriend at one point. And I forget what my mom said, but my mom had to give her the aha moment. Mom was like, so a friend did something wrong, it hurt your feelings. So you think it's okay to do it and it's not going to hurt her feelings. Like, my mom had to ask the questions one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And then you saw the light bulb go off in my sister's head. That's like, oh no, I did something wrong. Mm. And it has nothing to do with someone else doing something wrong before me. Independently, what I did was messed up. But she had an underdeveloped teenage brain and you really had to lead her to water to let her drink. So maybe that's part of what this would be.
Maybe it's so hard. This is another reason I don't want to be a parent, because, like, when you're 16, I mean, think back, like, you have not lived for very long.
No.
And so when you feel feelings, they are the strongest you've ever felt.
That's
because you've
true.
Never felt them before.
Yeah.
I thought I was in love with my first boyfriend. Turns out wasn't, but it was the closest thing I'd ever felt to feeling that strongly about somebody.
He just had really cool hair.
I literally just had long hair that I really liked, but my mom didn't, because when he sat on her sofa, she was worried it was going to leave a grease stain because he never washed it. Like, but I thought I loved him.
You know,
is when parenting, like, comes in real hard.
Yeah.
I told my mom I loved this boy when I was 16. She laughed in my face. I remember I was in her van on the way to school, and I was like, Mom, but I'm in love with him. And she's like, ha ha ha.
Dummy.
I couldn't feel, like, giggly about it. The reason it makes me feel like I can giggle about it is because she has multiple online boyfriends.
Yeah.
I can't say there's no such thing as true love or soulmates. Hell, I'm sure there are people who were married at the, you know, their first relationship they met at 15. But this doesn't seem to be the case for this exact.
No.
Too many online
and
boyfriends.
You know what? I bet Heather is not alone. I bet there are a lot of parents out there that walk the fine line between being parent and being a friend. It's not an easy place to be.
No, but kids, I don't know much about them, but I do know that they really want boundaries.
Yeah.
They really want boundaries, because you feel safer when you know what the rules are. When you don't know what the rules are, you can do whatever you want, and on a certain level, that's fun, but you also don't know where you're safe.
Right.
And it's why, like, if you have a dog, I'm not comparing kids to dogs, but, like, it's a really simplified version of this.
No, they're basically the same.
If you have a dog, like, that, you need to be the one in charge. And that way the dog knows you're the alpha and the dog feels safe. If the dog doesn't know who's in charge, you start to have behavior problems because the dog's freaking out. They don't know where they're safe. They don't know who's in charge or what the rules are. You have to like set those boundaries so the kid feels okay.
Yeah, this communication needs to be taken to the next level.
Agreed. We've just solved it. Problem solved.
We would officially make fantastic parents.
I mean, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with us.
I tried to play fetch with a two-year-old this weekend.
How'd it go?
Didn't work.
No.
Nope.
Maybe you were throwing it wrong.
I was like, here, here's a ball, get it. And didn't work. Yeah.
No. Jingle keys, jingle keys. I think, all right. Heather, we love you. We know you reach out all the time and you know, you are fantastic. We wish you the best of luck. Please let us know what you ended up doing. All right. Let's hop into, we have one more thank you for this episode, and that is for stamps.com. We are really used to getting everything on demand, and that's okay because we can, including post office services, and that is thanks to Stamps.com. So with Stamps.com, it's an all-access service of the post office, but from the convenience of your own home. So if you have a side hustle or you own business and you ship stuff out, this should be your go-to because it makes it so much more convenient than it's ever been before.
You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package right from your home office. I love convenience. I'm addicted to it.
I would prefer to print out fake postage.
No
right
fake
from
postage.
My own convenience. Nope. But that is not an offer that they have, and I checked and they said no, only the real stuff.
Well, at least you checked.
I worked on it. And the nice thing too though is, you know, I have my little home office over in my office closet, and I have the stamps.com meter sitting on the desk. It's sleek, it's easy, it doesn't take up too much room, and that way I can just put things on it, it weighs it, I can print out the postage and then send it right off. It's so much easier than going to the post office, especially if you're doing stuff like at night or on the weekends when the post office isn't necessarily open.
Yeah, I keep trying to put Minerva on it and she keeps running off.
I know, but it's a really good way to figure out how much she weighs now.
Exactly.
So right now, go to stamps.com and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in our code TASTE. That's stamps.com. Enter the code TASTE and that's going to get you a 4-week trial, which includes postage and that digital scale I was telling you all about.
Yeah.
So don't wait.
Pet weight.
Yeah. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone. Type in TASTE and mail some stuff out today, friends.
Just for funds. Oh, you could send stuff to our P.O. Box, an Acquired Taste podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us something from your side hustle.
Yes.
I'm ready to dish out more advice we're not qualified to give.
Okay, one more.
So this one I think is going to affect a lot of people because I read this and I was like, oh, I have this problem every single day. I think a lot of people do. So this is from, she says, please change my name if you read this on the podcast.
Ooh, opportunity.
Glad I skimmed the bottom. What should we name her?
Princess Charlotte.
Okay, so this is what Princess Charlotte says. She says, hey, girls.
Hi, Princess.
So I want to say how much I appreciate you sharing honest conversations and hilarious personal stories because I relate to them. It makes me feel like a more normal person. I don't know how hilarious our personal stories are, but they are hot mess.
And I don't know how normal we are either. So the fact you relate is bad.
We love it. I would love advice about how to do annoying, hard things. For example, I moved states back in February, and now today I tried to get a new driver's license at the DMV. I tried to take baby steps to get everything right, like proper documents, forms of ID, etc. And when I finally arrived, they instantly tell me one more thing I need. So now I need to fix that, and that's going to take more time and effort that I'm not sure I emotionally have. I feel like phone calls and appointments are just as difficult and annoying when you hit so many roadblocks. Everything feels discouraging, and I don't want to always be this way. I always end up crying because I'm angry or annoyed and then feel embarrassed and the cycle continues. Any advice? So, first of all,
Bethany, can you please stop writing letters to us? Just bring it up as a topic.
I think Princess Charlotte is inside of my brain.
Yes, because I tweeted this like a couple weeks ago, but it's one of my biggest problems is that like when you catch up on emails, the problem is that everyone that emails you back and now you're right back where you started, super behind on emails.
Yep.
And opening mail stresses me out. I have piles of mail because once I open it, I need to do whatever it's requesting.
Oh, me too.
It's
that's why I don't pay my bills.
Even if it's shred,
yes,
it's stressful.
It's still stressful, and yeah. And then when it's one step and another step, and then you have to call this person and then this person, and heaven forbid, it's like a medical insurance issue, and they keep sending you around. It just feels so overwhelming.
Yeah,
and they've done studies, and like everyone's depressed and anxious right now, so we're I feel like the majority of us are struggling with this
being
sort of thing.
Being adult is hard.
It's like, and I think back to my parents and I wonder how, like, did you guys struggle with this? Like being a grown up?
Yes.
You know, I wonder if they did or not.
Do either of you have any ideas for how to do these annoying, necessary, monotonous things?
No.
No?
Frankly, the only way I'm able to do it is once it's past the deadline and I panic.
All right, we have one vote for panic.
Pure panic.
I think that when you choose a life partner, you need to choose somebody who's good at these things. If you're not good at these things.
That's a good point.
I do know people in my life who are good at these things. They just get their ish done. They go about their day. They have no issue planning things out. My husband is one of them. If something needs to get done, he gets it done.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I suffer from ADD. I definitely got it from my dad, and he always had a hard time getting ish done. Like, I got married 6 years ago. Have I changed my last name? No.
I never know quite what to put down on forms.
You got that out of the way really early. You got married early.
And I'll tell you, it's not because I'm like taking some feminist stance, like I'm keeping my last name, even though that's how I play it off.
Yeah.
It's literally because I don't know where to start in terms of how to change my last name.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And I've Googled it multiple times and I still don't know how.
I have three separate ideas.
Okay, because Sam, you are like the only one not sweating right now from this topic.
No, I'm entertained by this, and it's only because I fully relate. I've just figured out how to work best with my demons with this.
Good.
Although not foolproof, it's just how I do it.
Okay.
So one, I don't get out of my apartment every morning unless I make my bed. And that's only because I read this study that says it puts your mind in a place of accomplishment.
Oh.
So you have to do one thing every morning that you're already like, I accomplished one thing today.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah. And it's interesting. Bethany, do you make your bed every day?
I do because it's a similar. It makes me feel like the house is a little cleaner and put together, which makes me feel like my life is a little cleaner and more put together.
Yeah. You're doing something for yourself and you are not even necessarily fully aware of it.
Yeah.
So I love that. That's
okay, good.
One. Two is I like writing things down where I can cross them off. I love my date books and my post-it notes. So if you want to put something in your post-it note or date book, just set aside an hour. Let's start with like once a week and you can label it like BS I don't want to do.
Okay.
Like acknowledge it, but have the time put aside.
That's good. So like you schedule it. Okay. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do mail or laundry or whatever you have in that.
You know, sometimes I find myself writing things down that I've already done just so I can cross them out.
Completely.
It's great.
Feels so good.
That's not great because then I go, oh, look how much I got done. Even though I didn't do anything.
I don't have to do a thing.
Okay, so then Sam, what's your third thing?
You reward yourself. I have outfits that I have purchased just because I wouldn't let myself buy it unless I got X done first.
Oh.
So if there's a pair of shoes you're on the teeter-totter buying, make sure you get to the DMV first. I deserve these shoes after I go to the DMV.
That's good. So that's how I figured out how to work out because I could not get myself to the gym.
Yeah.
And so I told myself that the only way or the only time I can buy iced coffee is when I'm on my way to the gym because then I'm using it as fuel to like fuel the workout. Otherwise, I have to make it at home.
I love that.
Interesting.
And it because it wasn't something that I did after working out, that would seem too hard and far away. I was like, if you can get yourself out of the house, you can go buy iced coffee.
You deserve iced coffee.
On your way to the gym. And that has worked. So you're right. Rewards are really motivating.
Right? Even if it's on like a small scale.
So what if the shoes are so, so, so expensive?
You don't get Louboutins for picking up milk.
Kathleen writes 7 things on her list that she's already done, crosses them off, and then buys Louboutins.
Proceed with caution. And I apologize to anyone's partner whose life I just ruined.
Not factually incorrect on any of that, you guys.
No, that's really good advice, Sam. Because I like the idea of scheduling it. Because that is something that I think a lot of us need is to schedule like time to work out. And if you're somebody who holds yourself to a schedule with friends or to work stuff and you're really good at showing up on time, then you will also be really good at keeping this schedule. You just have to work your brain that way.
Yeah. And you'll feel it'll just help get some little things done. The punchline is these are things we have to get done anyway, right? Like you got to get to those bills, Bethany.
No, fun fact. This is actually how I learned that medical bills do not disappear.
What were you? Was your magic kit failing?
I don't pay mine either. Don't worry.
Was pretty sure that after a while, like they would just figure it out amongst themselves, mm-hmm. like the insurance company and the medical billing place would just like figure it out. And fun fact, it doesn't work that way.
I love this.
I'm tempted to call my mom quickly and see if she ever struggled with this.
Do you want to give her a quick call?
Is it worth it? Worth sure. a try?
Should we all try and call our moms?
Hold on a second.
Let's see. My mom and I were actually, the last time we spoke in person, we were fighting, so she could answer the phone.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you try first, okay. Just in case.
I like how you call your mom Queen Mum.
Yeah.
You're so British.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Mom. You're on the podcast. Don't swear.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like...
Because your mom swears all the time.
Yeah, Mom, you're such a swear. We have a quick question.
Sure.
Did you, when you were like... When we were younger, when you were like in your 20s or whatever, did you ever struggle with just getting basic things done on time, like paying the bills and not feeling overwhelmed, or like changing your address on your driver's license or anything like that?
That is a long time ago.
It's not that long
dig
ago.
Dig deep.
Well, I feel like when there were life changes, it was a little overwhelming. Like when I got married, you know, and everything had to get changed. I remember doing it, so it must have been stressful.
I feel you.
So, like, on the scale of, like, getting bills paid or laundry done, like, you know, every month or whenever, like, how right. much did that overwhelm you and stress you out?
You know, not much, to be perfectly honest.
Because mom was always the one who was, who did the bill paying. Like, I would always see her at the dinner table.
I didn't really stress out because I always have just believed that everything will work out. And so I knew I was always going to have enough, and I just didn't need a lot.
So do you feel like your generation had to mature faster than our generation? Because I know a lot of people in our
generation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think it was, well, you know, that came out really fast. But the reason I think is that I think we knew that we had to go on and we'd get our job and then we would, you know, and it wasn't as much of this coming back to parents and living at home again, because I feel like we were still the generation that did better than our parents.
Oh, you know,
but
boy.
Now I feel like you guys are, you're the first generation that aren't necessarily promised that it's just going to get better.
Well, thanks for the emotional crisis that's about to happen.
Listen to how smart my mom is.
So smart.
No, I don't like it.
Sam is unhappy with your response, but I think it's true.
Well, now I'm panicking.
She's not wrong. I don't own a house yet, so.
Yeah. And Kathleen still hasn't changed her name, even though she got married 6 years ago.
Well, I, you know, for me, in my story, was my parents were overseas, and I had to be on my own by 16. So, you know. Plus, yeah. It was just my life circumstances. So by the time I had my first job and was working, it seemed pretty easy compared to figuring it out at 16. So.
Yeah. That makes sense, Mama. Thank you.
Well, mad respect, Mama Watson.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mama Watson, I'm going to call you later. You're going to talk me through something.
Sam needs all the help in the world.
Thank
She's falling
you.
Apart at the seams.
Whatever you need to be talked through.
I love you so much.
Love you, Mama.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
She's great. She's coming next week, by the way, with my niece.
Oh.
We should have them on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kathleen, it's your mom.
You can call her MB.
Okay.
Kathleen?
Yo, MB, you're on the podcast.
Don't swear.
What up, MB?
Is this a bad time?
It is. I'm with my friend Mary.
Oh, well,
I'm
how
in Verona.
How dare you have your own friends?
Hi, Mary.
Isn't that terrible? That
what's
I
it like to have friends?
Bethany wants to know what's it like to have friends.
It's very nice to have a friend like Mary and her sister Louise. I'm with Mary and Louise.
Well, you know what? Damn you for being retired and having all this time to just hang out with your friends.
Right, and I'm looking at the landscape of New York from the Verrazano Bridge to the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, don't you just live a charmed life, MB?
When you work 40 years, then you can live a charmed life too.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Now that you're throwing shade at me, I'm going to hang up. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
I love how you talk to your mother with just disdain.
Well, damn it. Did you hear how she picked? She picked up the phone. Kathleen, this is not a good time.
I love your mother.
She was accusing you of calling her.
I am hanging out with my friends. What do you want?
I love how she said her friends were great, but they were sitting right there. So I wonder if she was rolling her eyes internally. No. Sam, how's your mom? Is she going to answer your phone call?
No, she pushed the FU button on me twice.
Oh, shoot.
You guys have this much different relationship with your parents than I do.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. There's a 50% chance she's meditating though.
Okay, that's fair.
I really think I call my mom in like the 1% of time when she's not at home on the couch playing Words with Friends on her Kindle. Like, just a weird happenstance.
Still playing with Louise and Mary though when it's Words with Friends.
I called your mom if she would answer.
Oh my God, do it.
Okay, hold
do
on.
Do it. Go ahead.
Hold on.
For the I did say that mom and I were quarreling.
Wait, if Bethany calls her next, she's going to think that you're like in the hospital dead somewhere.
Oh, that's true.
That's quite a jump. No, go ahead. You call her.
Okay, hold on. It's under Sam's mom.
Fantastic.
I won't say her real name.
Get ready for a lot of Brooklyn Jewish.
She's going to be mad. Am I like using our friendship in the wrong way?
Is that a thing? Is that possible between us?
I reached the voicemail.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, she's...
Now she's going to text her again and say that I'm not dying. That, i.e. Sam, you're not dying, because now she's going to think you're dying.
Hi, Mom. Bethany told me to tell you that I'm not dying.
Best part of the podcast was when we texted.
Okay.
Okay. And do you tell her why we called? Also tell her why we called so she knows that it's okay. Okay.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm still texting.
Can I tell you guys?
I have to tell you. Sorry, typo. Tell you.
Sam is the worst texter in the world, and she says it's because her phone sucks. But she'll say
she just got a new phone.
Excuse me, I can't. Okay. I'm texting.
Bethany, I think your mom's circumstances are very interesting as to how and why she grew up quickly.
Yes.
And I think this explains a lot about your mom knowing this now.
Mm.
Because my mom had the opposite experience. And my mom's a little bit older than your mom, but she lived at home until the day she was married.
Really?
Now, yes. How old? And your mom got married older.
She was 28 when she got married.
And where did they grow up? Where did she grow up?
In New Jersey.
See, I also think, so if you don't know my mom's story, her parents were missionaries, and so she grew up in West Africa and lived there. She came back and forth to the U.S. a couple times on furlough growing up, but mostly she lived in Africa until she was later in high school. And her parents were still over in Africa when she came over to the U.S. to live permanently.
Yeah.
So like... And it was before anything digital. So like they would write letters to each other and send letters back and forth. And so if she needed her mom's advice, she wouldn't get it for weeks and weeks.
She'd probably figure most of it out on her own by then.
Oh, completely. And so, but it's also, I think, a Midwestern thing where we don't live at home for very long because it's a cheaper cost of living. Because like among my group of friends, if you lived at home after you graduated from high school, and like even kind of if you were going to college in the same city, you mm-hmm. moved out and lived in your own apartment or on the dorms, because it was sort of looked at as like, why are you still living at home?
Yeah.
But when I moved here, the cost of living is so insane that people live at home for a lot longer.
That's
just to save money.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's really hard to be on your own. I feel like if we did get my mom on the phone, we would have been ridiculed mercilessly, because a lot like Bethany, your mom, my mom was out at 19, mm-hmm. but she's really not bitter, but her humor about it is bitter, because she was going to NYU on a full scholarship.
Your mom's very smart.
She was very smart. She skipped a grade, and she'll never let me forget it.
because you didn't skip a grade.
I didn't skip a grade. I'm an average. She dropped out of college because her home life was so unpleasant that she needed the full-time job.
Mm.
So whenever I complain about really basic stuff, she's wildly supportive, where she'll put her hand on my shoulder and be like, this is how you get it done. And then when she looks at me, she's like, you okay? You together? All right, snap out of it. Like,
wow.
You need to stop. This is not a problem. You're manifesting. You're creating a much bigger problem than what this is.
I think it's important to be given that perspective, but I also think it's important to try and live up to what our parents were able to do.
Yeah.
Like one of the things that I'm most proud of is like being able to support myself.
Yes.
But I know that I've also been really lucky, and not everybody has those opportunities, and people have life setbacks.
Absolutely.
And you know, people, I was reading on Reddit about a woman who was pregnant, and she wanted to leave her husband because he was abusive,
mm-hmm.
and she was so terrified, and she didn't know how to start over. And like, you know, you hit life events that pull you backwards. And I think it's just about still having the ability to launch yourself forward again. Even if it's not, even if you're in a place that you wouldn't see yourself normally.
Life is going to give us each crap. So to bring this email from our princess and like a Princess Charlotte, Your Highness, on a grander scale, how about let's just try to get in our own way as little as possible?
Yeah.
Let's not create our own problems. They're going to be handed to us outside of our own control. If we could do something, let's just try and do it.
Or maybe like one thing every day.
Yeah. That's a great point.
If you need to get together 5 documents, one document Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday you go and do what you need to do.
That's great, and you'll be further ahead.
And then on Sunday you buy the shoes.
Yeah, on Sunday you rest and buy the shoes.
God's day.
That's God's day. Gods and princesses.
I'm really happy with this episode.
I'm content. We covered a lot of ground.
We did. We covered a lot of ground.
Can I give us one more thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
A listener reached out and wanted to tell us that she had a date and she split the bill with a guy.
Good.
And she was unhappy about it, but she called herself a failed progressive feminist.
No.
She's like, I'm a feminist, but I'm upset.
I'm not happy
about
it. That he
didn't pay for the bill.
I'm always very charmed when a guy pays mm-hmm. on the first date, but I say good that they split the bill because then nobody owes anybody anything.
That's yeah. true. I've also been in that situation though, where he pays, where I split it, and I'm like, no, I insist, and he accepts, and I'm like, ew.
Oh, this is a whole other topic. This is a whole other topic.
Can we do this eventually? If Can not
we,
today,
maybe next week we talk about this.
Okay,
interesting.
We need a bonus episode with your mom.
Yes,
she's here next week.
Yeah, she's here next week with my niece. We'll see if my niece can be on it or not. I'm very protective of like their identity, but
can we give her one of those voice changers maybe so she sounds changer. Like Bane,
or at least a faux name?
I was born in the dark.
Except she's like 8.
She's 10.
She's 10 now.
And she cut her hair so short and it looks amazing.
Yay!
She has like the most gender neutral haircut I've ever seen, and it's
How?
Wonderful.
Wait a minute. I love Kathleen Shock because Kathleen, 2 years ago, she was 8.
Well, I mean, I've known Bethany now for 6 years, and I feel like 2 years ago, her eldest niece was 6.
No, she like got long. She is long in the body.
Well, she's related to you.
Oh yeah, my seriously. Gosh. So hopefully, I think they get in town on time to hopefully be on the podcast. But if not, maybe we do a bonus episode or something.
I would love that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
How about, if anyone listening wants to be a part of our failed progression topic, send us how you are either a failed progressive feminist or just these weird little things
yeah.
that you wish you didn't feel about in the world of dating.
Yeah. And also, if you have any advice for Princess Charlotte or all of us who are struggling to like get these little things done,
yeah.
Shoot us an email at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at Acquired Podcast and let us know. Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I can start. Do you have a look on your face, Kathleen?
What's wrong?
No, I'll tell you what I learned.
Okay, what'd you learn?
Okay, so last episode, episode 126, I talked about wanting to drink less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, and how I go out with my friends a lot and we're big drinkers. So I, you know how I always say, you're purse wine?
Yes. Yeah, purse wine. Yeah.
So I've started a new trend and what? It is called purse seltzer.
Lovely.
So I went to a 2-year-old's birthday party with all my friends this weekend.
Were you invited?
I was invited.
Okay, good.
I didn't crash it. And I knew that everybody was going to be drinking. And we were sitting outside in the backyard. And I was thirsty. So I zipped open my purse and I pulled out my seltzer. And you know what? People thought it was funny. They didn't think I was lame.
Is it LaCroix?
It was LaCroix.
And you mean so trendy.
LaCroix.
It's so trendy right now, too. This is great. There's something about sparkling water that it's active to drink.
Yeah.
So it's fun to drink.
I think I'm the only person who doesn't like that.
You don't like seltzer?
I don't. I like, what's funny is I like hard seltzers. Like I like the ones with the alcohol in it, mm-hmm. but I don't get my jollies. Just like I'd rather drink water. I don't know where the divide is.
I just
don't know why.
Well, if my friends are drinking wine and I want a little taste of something,
smart.
I think that's where the seltzer comes in.
That's smart.
But so I'm starting a new trend, guys. Fill your purses with seltzer.
In a container first.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably won't hold if you just fill your purse with seltzer.
And maybe just a small travel bottle of wine if you want to make a spritzer on the go.
That's great.
Spritzer on the go.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I learned this week.
I
was so afraid of absolutely nothing. My friends were not judgmental. They did not pressure me to drink, and they thought it was a comedy act.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really, really happy to hear that.
Kathleen's like, this is not funny. This is my life.
How about you, Sam? What'd you learn this week?
I learned that if you have the opportunity to clean out little bits of your past, do it before you need to do it. Because when you need to do it, it will be very difficult, physically and emotionally. So William's parents, my boyfriend,
we'll call him William.
We'll just call him William.
William.
His parents sold their house, and it's the house he grew up in. And they're, you know, both kids are out, so they're downsizing. The house is much smaller.
That's hard when your parents sell your childhood home.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, if you were great, if you were lucky enough to have like a, you know, a solid home base when you know.
He has all these positive memories with the house, so it's bad enough, or at least difficult enough, that they're getting rid of the physical property. But I'm helping him and his mom clean out these different rooms, and every time you find another item, I don't care if it's a single fold and half Pokemon card, like it's this sad, there's like a 7 minute story which each thing, and it's, I giggle about it because I have to, but it's kind of, you know, something that it inspired me to go home, and I got rid of some things when I was younger that I don't need in my parents' house anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're going to sell it one day.
Yeah.
And I'd rather not get rid of everything at the same time with all of my emotions.
Yeah, when everything is really charged.
Declutter as much as you can.
But I might need my Little Mermaid backpack from kindergarten one day.
You probably will, too. So if you throw it away, you're going to be so upset.
I know. Especially because I'm poking holes in condoms soon if you don't make me an aunt. You're going to need that damn backpack. Sorry, that was aggressive.
No babies for me. Thank you. I tried to play fetch with a 2-year-old this weekend. I'm not ready to be a mom.
You have at least 9 months before you have to know that that's not okay.
At least you didn't tell him to kennel up. I did that once to a extended niece. They didn't.
Kennel up.
They did not.
They did not kennel up.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
Okay, I'm learning about it. Okay. Kathleen, you're sort of going to like what I learned this week, but Sam, I'm about to ruin your life monetarily.
Yes, ruin her life.
No.
I learned about this website from my friend Wendy, Wendy Wild, who you guys know.
Yeah.
It is this website called Dolls Kill. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Why do we support dolls murder?
Because dollskill.com, it's a website of clothing and accessories for different types of women, and it mostly centers around like goth punk or party style.
Yes.
And
are you kidding me right now?
So like I went to the goth page because you know, which is called Mercy, and the stuff that they sell is so badass.
You son of a bitch.
Wait.
Do you know how much monotonous crap I'm gonna have to do to earn buying something from here?
I bought a wrap shirt in black, my favorite summer color, with like bell sleeves that, you guys, the bell sleeves could wrap around my waist 3 times. And then I bought a corset that has a little purse that hangs off of the corset with chains. It is the cutest damn website. It's like, they're not a partner. They should be, but they're not. There's like a dress with the phases of the moon on it. Like there's just it's just the craziest stuff. And they also have sort of hippie style, baby doll style, but it's just the funnest website.
I've always wanted a dress that waxed and waned.
Yes, it does. It waxes and wanes. And so I found them. I almost bought that hoodie, Sam, without the sleeves.
This is mean of you.
You know what? I thought of you. I'm like, uh-oh.
These prices are very reasonable.
They
have like stuff on clearance. You can find like just rings that have just, I mean, there's so much stuff. So dollskill.com. They have harnesses.
Take your laptop back. Actually, is your credit card plugged into this?
No, you sussy.
Say what you were going to say.
You whore.
Look, I miss that. I miss you calling me a whore for no reason.
This fetish fantasy O-ring harness is only $18.
Great.
You guys.
Great.
All right. That's everything.
We'll post pictures of you and probably me when we buy stuff.
Follow us on social media. I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else.
I'm Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
I am Sam _ Rosalie on everything.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Search us on Facebook And at Acquired Taste Podcast. And you can also send us stuff if that serves you in any way. Our P.O. Box is an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, newest of the jerseys, 07030.
'Tis the most recent jersey.
Yes.
Yes.
Schedule-wise. So, also, please support our partners. Thanks again to Stamps.com and Talkspace.
Yes.
And we have we've been flirting with you guys for a long time, but we are doing something upcoming, something that is not our episodes, that are bonus things. So pay attention.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.